From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Authorities in Turkey are continuing to round up thousands of people, including military and judiciary officials, suspected of having roles in Friday's failed coup. Foreign leaders, including the top U.S. diplomat, is urging Turkish leaders to exercise restraint. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he supports bringing perpetrators of the attempted coup in Turkey to justice, but warns the government against going too far while restoring order in the country.
We also firmly urge the government of Turkey to maintain calm and stability throughout the country. And we also urge the government of Turkey to uphold the highest standards of respect for the nation's democratic institutions and the rule of law.
The attempted coup and the apparent crackdown in Turkey by President Recep Erdogan's government will top the agenda at today's meeting of the European Union foreign ministers in Brussels. Police in the United States say the military veteran accused of shooting to death three police officers in the southern U.S. city of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Sunday, was perched more than 100 yards away when he began carrying out what police officials say was assassinations of the officers. Louisiana State Superintendent Mike Edmondson.
When he engaged those police officers, they were deliberate and they were extremely accurate. With respect to the weapons, three guns have been recovered. And those are being analyzed both through forensics and determining the ownership history.
Authorities say at least one of the officers wounded remains in very critical condition. As the slain officers are being remembered, authorities are trying to find out more about Gavin Long of Kansas City, Missouri, who is said to have expressed anger toward police after police in Baton Rouge fatally shot a black man, setting off nationwide protests. This is VOA.